Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, the game winner, Zach, can you take us through what you saw and then obviously the
game? Yeah, we were trying to go down the boundary to Alshon, and they put half field on that one. Safety flew over the top, and it was just a matter of waiting for Zach to bend around the linebacker and left a little high on him, and he made a heck of a catch. And couldn't happen to a better guy. He gives us everything he has every day at practice. We ask him to do a lot of the dirty work. He does it without complaining. So for him to come up with a big catch like that, it's something special.
What does win say about this team? You think another fourth quarter victory?
Yeah, I mean, we got to figure out how to win the fourth quarter. We've talked about it. I mean, we've lost games in the fourth quarter. We've won a few in the fourth quarter. So that's what the NFL's about. You got to play your best in the fourth quarter, and that's kind of what we've been harping on, what Coach Fox has been talking about. And it's good that it happened today, but we got to do it again.
What's going to be exciting to watch when Robbie
Yeah, in San Diego, perfect weather. So I think he needed some wind, I guess. I mean, he's going to bounce back. I mean, you don't have to say much to him. He's going to bounce back, and, I mean, we're going to count on him to make some big kicks later in the year.
Should you talk about that second half? You guys, I mean, so many third downs in those drives. Yeah. What was the difference there?
We didn't kill ourselves. You know, that we had the pick six, we had the fumble, we had a personal foul. You know, we just taking points off the board. So it was just a matter at halftime. We talked about it. It was just a matter of us sustaining drives, not hurting ourselves, and continuing to eat up yards. And because we were being efficient. I mean, we were doing good stuff out there. We had a pretty good beat on what they were doing. It was just a matter of us finishing drives.
Was the pick six a communication issue between Alshon?
I got to watch it. I felt like he kind of got pulled a little bit. I mean, I put the ball where I wanted. You know, me and Al, we'll take a look at that. And, I mean, it should have been a completion, but it wasn't.
You obviously came right back to him on the next play and all through tonight. I mean, your thoughts on what you've gotten him from in the last 3 weeks?
Unreal. Pitt, I mean, he's been so consistent, huge numbers. He's catching short route. I mean, he's breaking tackles on slip screens and stuff tonight. I mean, we haven't seen much like that out of him. So he's doing everything he can. We're putting him in different spots, putting him in the slot, still making big catches on the outside. He's making it easy on me.
How much energy does that give you seeing him out of his center?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge for us. I mean, that whole group, I think, is getting better and better. You know, offensive line, we're still mix and matching and throwing guys in there, and they're battling their butts off and playing well. But the guys on the outside, they're starting to come together a little bit, which is fun to watch.
Two running backs that took Matt's place today, what do you like about them?
Ran hard. Ran extremely hard. They knew what to do. Assignment-wise, they were on it. They made some big plays for us. You know, Jeremy came back, made two really good catches for me. We knew that going into it. I mean, that wasn't something we were really concerned about. We knew he'd play well. We knew they'd know what to do. So I'm happy for those guys.
A couple more? Two. Obviously, you and Rivers, your relationship's grown a little bit. Since you guys were younger, what's it mean to come in here and get a win here for the first time?
It's huge. It's huge. And, you know, defensively, they kept us in it all night. Especially whenever we weren't playing very well, we were turning the ball over. Second half, we got a little bit going, and you know, for them to get a stop against him and kind of keep him contained with all the yards and completions he's had this year, it's a testament to what our defense is doing right now.
As a runner, what did you see in Jeremy tonight?
Didn't surprise us. I mean, he hits the hole really hard. He runs hard. Him and Kandeem both. I mean, you give them the ball and they're going to go downhill, and you know, they're not quite as versatile as Matt and what we can do with them and where we put them, but the stuff that we asked them to do tonight, they excelled at it.